Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon to all of my precious brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus our Lord. I bring you salutations, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I welcome you to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. We are in studio today to continue our series entitled Jesus Goes and the Revival Spreads to Samaria. We've been talking about Jesus' encounter with the woman at the well. And it can be any encounter. It can be Jesus having an encounter with a man, Jesus having an encounter with a woman, a young person, a child. The key is that Jesus has purposely, this is on purpose, this is by design, Jesus has come to meet one. And not just to meet one, but to minister life to one. If you ever meet Jesus, if you ever have an encounter with the Lord, if he ever decides to go after you, if he chases you, if he seeks and saves you, you'll never be the same. I want to start today's broadcast with a song entitled The Woman at the Well. Now, we've already played a song by that title, but it's a different song. It's a different song, a different composition, a different melody. Same message, but beautiful song. Woman at the Well. I hope and pray it'll minister to you. And right after the song, we will begin our study for today.
Women at the well. I'm trying to get to us,
What a beautiful, beautiful song, beautifully sang. There's a line in that song that says, "A stranger at the well." It's referring to Jesus. A stranger at the well with water in himself. He draws near to you in love to offer you eternal life. That's the Jesus that we serve. Dear God and Heavenly Father, we pray blessings upon today's lesson as we consider the passage. We ask you to bless us and strengthen us and encourage us and give us the faith to see that there's a world in need, a world in need of meeting Jesus, a world in need of having an encounter with the Lord. One soul, one person at a time. Lord Jesus, make that possible. Lord Jesus, just like you did for the woman at the well, and just like you did for Saul of Tarsus while he was on the road to Damascus, one-on-one encounters, we pray, Lord, that you would touch many who are listening to this broadcast and need you in such a desperate way today. This we ask, this we pray, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. As we always do, let's open up our Bibles to the Gospel of John, the fourth chapter, John chapter 4. And we're going to read starting at verse 1. And we'll stop at verse 5, and then I'll make some comments, and then we'll start again at verse 6. So John chapter 4, verses 1 through 5.
Therefore, when the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself did not baptize but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again to Galilee. But he needed to go through Samaria. So he came to a city of Samaria which is called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph.
So again, let me emphasize, based on the authority of the text gives me the authority to say what I'm about to say. The text says that Jesus had a need, and the need was to make a stop at Samaria. And the reason why Jesus had that need, God incarnate, love incarnate. Jesus is not only God incarnate, he is love incarnate. The reason why he had a need to get to Samaria was because there was a woman there in need of a touch from God. So Jesus traveled. Jesus went. Jesus goes from Judea to Samaria to take the revival that is in Judea and transport it to the Samaritans. So let's pick it up at verse number 6.
Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied from his journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her,
"Give me a drink."
For his
Let's stop there for a moment. Verse 6 and 7. Let's look at verse 6. It was noontime. Noontime. Now, the sun was at its zenith. The sun was blistering hot. And no one ever went to the well at 12 noon. The sixth hour, if you were to translate the King James Version phrase, the sixth hour, if we were to compute it in today's language, that's 12 noon. No one, nowhere, ever went to the well at 12 noon. It's just too hot. It's just too perilous to be dragging water from a well at a distance to your house. You would get sunstroke. But Jesus purposely arrives at 12 noon because there is a woman doing an uncommon thing. She is doing what other women would never do. You either go to the well early in the morning when it's still fresh and cool, or you go to the well late in the afternoon or close to evening when the sun is setting. You never go when it's blistering hot, ever. But Jesus had an appointment, and he knew that there would be a woman at the well at 12 noon. The reason why the woman was there, if you read the whole chapter in its entirety, it'll fill in the blanks, but I'll give you a little peek. The woman was a social pariah. She was an outcast. She was considered, in our terminology today, she was considered to be trash. No doubt they would call her a trashy woman. A woman of ill repute, ostracized, made an outcast by women and men in her society, considered to be a low-down good-for-nothing because she had an issue with men. So let's continue reading here. In verse 7, there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water, and Jesus said unto her, "Give me to drink." Now, that in of itself is problematic. Well, why is it problematic? Well, he's a Jew. She's a Samaritan. The Jews and the Samaritans socially hated each other. Not only was the woman a social pariah, and no one in her neighborhood talked to her. They all gave her the cold shoulder. No one ever had a nice thing to say to her. Here Jesus talks to her. You got to ask, when was the last time anyone talked to her? But that's our Jesus. He's a Jew by birth, by ethnicity, by incarnation. She's a Samaritan. The Jews were considered pure breeds. The Samaritan, half-breeds. The Jews were considered true believers. The Samaritans, compromised believers. The Jews were considered to be holy. The Samaritans, profane. And here is this man talking to her and saying, "Give me to drink." So no doubt, she is blown away. She's amazed. No one's talked to her in a long time. So let's continue reading.
Disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Then the woman of Samaria said to him,
how is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman?
For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans.
If you knew the gift of God, and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water.
Sir.
So notice how Jesus replies. He says in verse 10, if you would have known the gift of God and who it is that speaks with you and says, give me to drink. Think about that for a moment. Jesus says, in other words, if you remember the song, the phrase in the song that we just played, a stranger at the well with water within himself draws near to you in love and offers you eternal life. That's Jesus. Jesus says, you don't know who I am. I came here today on purpose. I came here today to heal your broken heart. I came here today to reinstate you in society. I came here to remove your taint of sin. I've come here today to remove the burden. So Jesus continues this conversation. She doesn't get it. She doesn't realize who she's talking to. And, you know, we had a little bit of the same thing in the previous chapter. Remember the conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus? Being a Jew and Nicodemus being a Jew? Jesus being a rabbi and Nicodemus being a rabbi? And Jesus and Nicodemus get into this conversation about born again? And Nicodemus is scratching his head. He says, I don't get this thing about born again. How can I go back into my mother's womb? I'm an old man. How can I get back in there? What are you talking about? Nicodemus was confusing the literal with the symbolic. The literal with the spiritual. Jesus wasn't talking about a physical birth, he was talking about a spiritual birth. And here Jesus isn't talking to the woman of Samaria about literal water, he's talking about spiritual water. When he says to her, give me to drink, you know, the Samaritans didn't use Jewish cups. If you use the Jewish cup, the Samaritans say, we're contaminated. Those are contaminated people. If we use their cup, if we use their fork, if we use their dishes, we will be contaminated. And likewise, the Jews didn't use anything that the Samaritans had. But here Jesus breaks down all these petty walls that keep man separated from God. And he says, give me to drink. In other words, let's talk. Let's reason. Let's fellowship. Let's talk about your situation. Is what Jesus is really saying. He says, you won't contaminate me. I'm here to cleanse you. I came here today to be a blessing to you. She doesn't get it yet, but she soon will. Let's continue reading.
You have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock?
Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life.
Sir.
So notice. Jesus says, what you offer me, the water that you offer me, doesn't last and doesn't satisfy. The literal water that you will give to me as you draw it out of the well, that water doesn't last and it doesn't satisfy. I, in exchange, will give you water that does last and water that does satisfy. Now listen to her answer. She'll say, sir, give me of this water. Let's listen.
Sir, give me this water that I may not thirst nor come here to draw.
Go, call your husband and come here.
I have no husband.
You have well said, I have no husband. For you have had 5 husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband. In that, you spoke truly.
So here Jesus gets to the center of the problem. The problem is that she has love issues. She has man issues. Today, if you sit in an office with some psychiatrists or psychologists, they'll call what she has in their psychobabble terminology. They'll say, well, the reason why she's had one man after the other is because she has daddy issues. That's what the psychologist or the psychiatrist will come up with. They'll say, oh, the poor thing. She's had daddy issues. She possibly had no daddy in her life, and that's a huge void in her heart. And so she goes from man to man, hoping that one of them will meet her needs, the needs that her father failed to meet, one of these. And so she's gone from one man to another. I'm here to tell you, my dear brothers and sisters, she doesn't have daddy issues. She doesn't have men issues. She doesn't have love issues. She has a sin issue. Sin. All of us have sinned. All of us are messed up. All of us need Jesus. Some people today have drug issues. Others have alcohol issues. Some, like the woman at the well, have relationship issues. Others have financial or economic issues. Others have health issues. Others have mental and psychological issues. Whatever your issue is, whatever your sin is, whatever causes you to self-destruct, whatever causes you to be considered, to be labeled, to be categorized as a social pariah, whatever you've done in your life, these destructive things that we do to ourselves are due to inner sin. Jesus has come to the well to deal with her sin. He says, you know, you've spoken the truth. You have no husband. You're shacked up with somebody. You're living out of wedlock with somebody. But you've had 5. And Jesus says, and this won't stop. This will continue. This will be your everlasting pattern unless we deal with it today. You know, some of us, before Christ, we live in a cycle of sin, a very destructive cycle of sin, until at some point in time, the body just gives out and we die. Well, Jesus is showing up to meet with this woman, to have an appointment with this woman, not to have her lie down in his couch and have a rap session, a therapy session, and then schedule another appointment. How about next Friday at noon? We'll meet here again at the well. And Jesus is not going to do this ongoing, as most psychiatrists and psychologists will do, and then, by the way, ask you for your insurance card so that they can charge you. No, Jesus is going to meet you one time and one time only, to deal with your sin. He'll break the power of sin in your life, and you'll never, ever, ever, ever be the same again. Jesus doesn't say, listen, you've got five husbands or you've had five husbands. He doesn't say that to shame her. He tells her that so that she might know that he's God, that he knows all about you. You see, when you go into a confessional and the priest slides back that little door and says, how may I help you, my daughter? How may I help you, my son? You got to spill the beans. You got to tell them everything that you've done. You got to confess. Well, you don't need to do that with Jesus. He's all-knowing. And he doesn't wait for you to meet him at the confessional. He comes to meet you. And once you meet Jesus, all you need is one encounter with the Savior, one encounter with the man. What man is that? Well, it's the man, listen to that little line in the song, a stranger at the well with water within himself draws near to you in love. He doesn't condemn her. He's not there to bring condemnation, to point the finger and call her a good-for-nothing like everyone else in town is doing. No, a stranger at the well with water in himself draws near to you in love and offers you eternal life. Jesus is offering you a turnaround. The biggest turnaround you will ever have. It is the one that will introduce you to eternal life. That's what Jesus wants to do today. Talk to him. Talk to him like the woman at the well spoke to him. Be frank with Jesus as he is frank with you. It's just you and him alone. It's not you and him and a pastor and a church and a group of deacons and trustees. No, 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 no. It's just Jesus and the woman, not Jesus and the disciples and the woman. It's just Jesus and the woman. And that's the way Jesus always does it. It's the sinner man and Jesus alone. Jesus is there to meet your need today. He is making the rounds. He is going from place to place, looking for someone at some proverbial well, some ostracized person, some person who can't live another day, a person who's about to give up, a person who is tired of their miserable existence. And Jesus says it can end. It could all end today. Your miserable existence can end today. I can give you a new beginning. And it can start right now. We'll leave it there. We'll come back tomorrow to finish this series, to find out how it all ends. I want to close today's broadcast with the song entitled, He Came For Me. I want to impress upon your mind and your heart that Jesus came to that well for that woman. And I want you to know that he will come for you. Wherever you are, wherever you're struggling, wherever you live, wherever you are on your knees, wherever you are on that bed of affliction, he will go there for you. He came for me is the title of the song. I hope and pray it will minister to your heart. God bless you.
He let them kiss his cheek, and they